Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. It's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you always. Spectre 6, out.
Guys.
Guys.
What are we talking about?
Ladies.
Mandalorian. Baby Yoda.
And me.
You mean the child, right?
Yeah.
The child. The one, the child who has the best glamour shots of all time in these first three episodes.
It's absolutely true.
It's just adorable. It's the cutest thing ever. He's more vocal. And
I'm telling you, that's coming true.
He's going to talk?
That's going to happen.
Okay. I don't believe you. Okay. Okay, I don't believe you. Whatever. Cool. Meet him again. All right. So, we're going to talk Chapter 10, since we missed last week's episode. And then we'll talk Chapter 11 in the next episode. That is a completely separate episode than this episode. So, I'm going to do my best
Totally separate. Should we like, change clothes so it looks on a different day?
Can I wear my headset while we do the next episode?
Yeah, dude, so you can do whatever you want. Not whatever.
I wasn't
we literally can't stop you. You could get up just butt ass naked.
I mean,
and we couldn't stop you.
That's true. We couldn't. I don't even remember what the last episode was called. The Frog Lady.
Yeah.
Chapter 10, the Frog Lady.
That's not.
It was the ride, the Uber ride. The Lyft. That could have been cool. The Lyft. It'd been funny on two different levels. I really don't remember what that is. I can tell you what was memorable about.
I'm not making you do this editing.
Talking is hard.
That's you, man.
Talking is hard. I can tell you what was.
Let's just look up the name of the episode. I'm just gonna do that instead.
Daniel, you're supposed to be leading this one.
No, I'm not. This is the first one.
Okay.
The passenger.
Right.
The lift would have been cooler. Okay.
We got episode 9 was the marshal. Episode 10 is the passenger. Episode 11 is the heiress.
Ooh. I have so much to say about chapter 11.
We'll get there.
Let's get to chapter 10.
Okay,
chapter 10. Jonathan said this last week, and I think I wanted him to be right, but I think he was wrong. He said there will be no filler episodes this season.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was wrong.
And I felt like that was the biggest filler yet, personally.
Yeah.
What if, though, Dave Filoni is an integral character to this whole season? Because in the last one, he only appeared, The Prisoner?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And then now, he's appearing right from the get-go, very first two episodes. We're already seeing him.
I think Dave Filoni is the new Stan Lee.
I'd be good with that.
Different character every time.
But wasn't he, because you guys talked about how Rebels, he didn't announce till the end that he was the voice of Chopper. Doesn't it seem like he's not big on, cameos and stuff?
Yeah, I feel like he's not big on letting people know he has cameos.
But he's got a name and everything now, though.
Right? He's had a name since he was born, Tyler. He's just...
It's David.
Thank you.
Now, his parents just call him Chopper the whole time. Yo, Chopper.
What a waste of a name. And scrap parts.
El Chapo.
El Chopper.
What does that even mean, Daniel? I don't know.
We're gonna get somehow like banned or something.
Well, we already got threatened by one guy. Remember?
Oh, deal.
Jonathan, that's a whole story we got to tell you about one day.
Okay.
I forget. I honest to God forget who this first character is because it's been a week since I watched the episode. But there's some awesome guy named Dr. Mandible.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's talk
it's the ant guy, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Mandible, dude.
I just want to know, what kind of doctorate does he have? Is it doctor of medicine? Is it like
doctor of love?
In the arts? Is it like an honorary doctorate from Mos Eisley University? I don't know. Like,
Mos Eisley doesn't have a university, dude. Come on.
You've never heard of Mos EU, the Fighting Mandibles?
No.
Obviously. you don't know their fight song.
Dr. Fucking
That was
Mandible.
Totally... it looked just like the ant from Ant-Man.
It did, too.
The one that was like drumming at the end the one time.
With glowy eyes.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Mandible. I feel like he has no more significance, but that's a wonderful name.
It really was. It was clever.
It was what we needed, honestly.
There's been a good mix of humor in these first few episodes.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Like everything's felt pretty natural. I have a little bit of gripes about the stuff in Chapter 11, a few of them in particular. But other than that, like everything's felt pretty well placed. Yeah, that's all I want to talk about. Just Dr. Mandible. I'm good.
Yeah.
The whole 30 minutes on Dr. M.
Can we talk about how Baby Yoda is a genocidal maniac?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, dude, that little shithead.
Dude, those are people. Those are people. Frog people. But they're people. Frogs are people too, bro.
Oh, man. Not a care in the world.
Nah, he's just trying to get his snack on.
I think as I was watching it, Cindy was just like, I turned a little bit just to like not, you know, not lose my focus on the genocide, but also see like other people's reactions. But like he was eating, just slurping, gulping those down. And I just see like Cindy shaking her head slightly like
no.
Dude, also, what a shitty mom. Like that frog lady is the worst. Like. Oh, my children mean everything to me. And then you're just going to let this little frog bastard eat them?
Yeah, did you see that a bunch of people are offended from that?
Yeah, I'm one of them, bro.
That he was eating them? Cancel Baby Yoda.
Yeah, fuck that little thing.
Cancel him. There's a theory. Someone in the Star Wars universe tweeted, he said that he likes that people are theorizing that Baby Yoda was trying to protect them. But now that we've seen the new episode, that's completely not true.
Yeah
that's not.
He was just hungry. No. He was thirsty.
I'm thirsty,
you see?
Give me chicken nuggies.
Oh, the mom totally knew too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think she did, yeah. But like, I don't know if like she was ever like, oh, I'm on an Uber ride right now and this isn't really my kid, so I can't do anything. Like
my Uber driver's pet is eating my children. Please help.
I don't want to be rude. Cause like she totally hugs it at the end. So I mean, and she had to know how many eggs she had, right?
Right. There's no way she didn't.
Like even if it was one missing.
And he took more than a few. Like
he was eating them.
He had at least three or four.
That canister should have looked a lot emptier.
He was trying to eat the spider's babies.
Oh my gosh!
He did eat the spider babies.
He did eat the spider.
Yeah, dude. See, he's a cannibal.
So I was gonna do this next
Baby Yoda.
I was gonna do this next discussion, but like as we see more and more of his diet, what did Yoda eat? Or what did Yoda not eat? Because we were theorizing, and I was just like, is he like a goat? Is just anything like ingestible for him? Like he eats like random stuff and just somehow still gets nutrients and he can survive?
I guess.
That's what we're led to believe.
Another thing I saw was, like, what if Yoda, or his species, is just, like, an apex predator of whatever, like, planet they inhabit?
I think that's pretty likely.
Because they just eat anything, and they're at the top of every food chain.
What is the first thing we learn about Yoda when we first meet him for the very first time? He's trying to get some snacks from Luke. Dude, he doesn't give a fuck. He's trying to get snacks.
So first he looked at Luke, and he was like, I'll wait a bit there, and then I'll see if he has
he's
other
like, He's first. Like, nah, he looks a bit chewy.
And then chuckles to himself.
Yeah.
I know him. That is true, though.
I know.
Shoot. Their metabolism must be spot on.
It scares me, yeah, because, I mean, like, we never see Yoda eat in the prequels. I think we just see him nibbling.
There's a good reason for that. But yeah, so he decides to agree to take on this weird frog, the lady and her eggs, to take her to a planet where her husband is. But the whole catch is he can't go to hyperspace because it'll kill the eggs.
Which is weird.
It is.
That's an interesting little caveat there.
It's like, how did their whole species get around before this? Like,
and you're insinuating that light speed has some sort of effect on, like, life forms.
Yeah.
So how come we haven't seen it before with anyone else or any other species? Why is it just eggs? Do they get, like, scrambled if you, like, go too fast?
Probably.
Weird. He has to travel in what's it called? Sub-light travel. Sub-light. Was that just, like, sub-light. Speed limit?
Yeah, it's below the speed of light.
Yeah. I really like that reference that, like, they actually had a name for what it was called that they referenced that. But, like, what are the beings that travel at light speed in Rebels? Do you remember what they're called?
You talking about the whale things?
Yeah, those creatures.
The ones that took Ezra?
Purgo.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, those have, like, an innate ability to travel at light speed. So I'm guessing, like, they have some... I'm just thinking, like, anatomy-wise, they have some, like, resistance or immunity to, like, whatever the effects of light has. But you're right, like Tyler says, like there's no evidence that like light travel affects anybody else. I'm guessing it does. Like you do something enough, there's an effect to
oh, dude, yeah.
Like there's gotta be something, there's gotta be a downside to light travel. And I don't know if like later on they're gonna like I don't know whether in this season or it like 10 years from now or 20 years from now they're gonna be like, oh yeah, people take anti light travel baths and then it like gets rid of the toxins from their blood or something like that.
Have you or your loved been damaged by a bad hyperspace trip? You may be entitled to compensation. Call the firm of J.D. Palpatine and Associates.
That name sounds awfully familiar. Must be that Ray lady.
Didn't he used to be in politics? I liked him.
Oh my God. He was a lawyer.
Sheev W. Palpatine. he gets whooped by the X-Wings.
He sure does.
Whoop.
Well, that was that scene that they had shown in the trailers before, and I was like really excited because at first we were like, is he being chased or is he being escorted or is he like being
he's getting fucking pulled over?
Yeah, he's getting pulled over.
They need lights on those things.
Right.
What about how long it took them to take a shot? Like, was that? I don't want to say annoying. Was it just weird for some of you?
Like after they're like, "Yo, Johnny, you know, go to Channel 2," which why Mando didn't go to Channel 2? Who the hell knows?
Right. <I don't>
know. that was actually funny though. Like they're just like silence and then. They back up. Yeah, they clearly didn't want to kill him.
Right.
That's the thing.
So, but, like, what's the New Republic's position or law on pulling criminals over? Is it
wait
till they shoot first?
Because, you know, they're chasing him and he doesn't want to be pulled over, whatever. But he's clearly, like, on a high-speed chase now. You got to do something.
Right.
And
how do they know he's not just going to make a jump to light speed?
They don't. That's the thing.
Light speed tracking.
You're about 35 years too early.
I don't know.
That's the thing that bothered me just a little bit about that scene. Like, they kept chasing and chasing. No, like, not even a warning shot. Like, yeah, they went into attack position, and then they're all, like, ready to gun him down, but all they're doing is just chasing him at a distance, and eventually he just, like, does that sweet maneuver and then falls through the ice and whatever. But, like, I don't know. For me, it was just, like, are they going to shoot? Or are they actual, like, police? Are they in charge of pulling people over, or are they just kind of...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Like, yeah, so do they just weird. Patrol the galaxy and, like, they're just authority figures? It's weird. Because they didn't...
You're not my real dad.
Because they didn't specify that they were, like, in New Republic territory, did they? Or anything
no,
like
that. No,
but
they did say that they were there patrolling the rim.
Sorry.
I know you had
something
for that.
Shut up.
I know you had something for that. I was going to do it.
Maybe you guys know, and maybe this has something to do with it, but like they, when they were like talking to him, they mentioned about him running a beacon or sending a ping. Like, what is, do any idea what that is? Or I don't know if.
I think it's just.
Like credentials? Like,
yeah. I took it as like license and registration, please.
Okay. That would make sense.
Like ping me your, you know, ship's identity and, you know.
Huh.
That's what I took it as.
Like, oh man, officer, I can't find my registration. It fell under the steering wheel. I'm driving right now, so I can't get it. Sorry.
Which,
oh, I found it.
This brings up another interesting point. His ship is called the Razorcrest because that's the ship it is, not because that's the name of it, right?
Right, apparently so.
So is the Millennium Falcon a Millennium Falcon model, or is that the name of the ship that it...
No, the Millennium Falcon's case, it is the name of the ship.
Because it's a Corellian freighter. That's
yes.
The model, right?
Yep.
A YT model, right? So.
Yep.
But a Razor Crest is just a Razor Crest? I mean, because everyone keeps calling it like,
know, yeah.
Razor, like, or just, is it just have like some weird VIN number and it just pops up with the name of the ship?
That might be, I could see that.
Everyone names their car and like every time you get pulled over, oh, hey. Like.
Hey, Frank. Pilot of Frankie.
I really want to learn a lot about space laws. Because I'm curious.
Oh, boy.
What else do I got? Oh, he does make... I don't really know where we're at in the show. I should, like, timestamp it when I'm making notes. I forget when he says this, but he does say it. He says, may the Force be with you.
Yeah, he does.
That was curious. I was, because like he's made it clear that you know he's never met a Jedi, even though he is one, and he doesn't really know about them. They're pretty much legend, you know.
Right.
Which is cool to see, especially with Luke Skywalker already doing his thing.
Yeah, he's out there doing shit.
And
yeah.
How they're still kind of legend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna see what Jonathan thought, but what I thought was like back when we were doing character creation on like Edge of the Empire, I was thinking like what their knowledge of the Force was. So I was like, what is like Din Djarin know? Is he like super sheltered because of like how he's lived and how he grew up? But then I was like, you know what? He's also a criminal, kind of. So like he knows how to deal with New Republic officers, and they'd probably all be like, oh, yeah, you have yourself a good day there. May the Force be with you. And you'd be like, yeah, okay, let me just talk down to their level and just may the Force with them so that they
yeah,
get off.
Yeah, that's
this.
How I check it, too, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And, I mean, we'll touch on this on the next episode, but I would say he is sheltered by some of the things we find out
yes.
in the next episode.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would agree with that completely. As you mentioned, another appearance by Dave Filoni, the man
was great.
Himself.
I really wasn't expecting who the pilots were actually going to be. It was great that they were just two old dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like that.
you're on bike duty. They're the officers that get like demoted down to the bike duty or what? I don't know how they get ranked. Is it me or are X-Wings getting, like, just cooler? Not that they haven't been cool, but I don't know.
I think it's cooler.
Yeah, maybe it's probably the way it's shot and the way they can do stuff with computers and stuff, but they're just so cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Just
they had some really cool maneuvers, but, like, especially when they were like, I think, is his name, like, Wolf switched to channel 2 or whatever?
Yeah.
They were like, switch to channel 2, and then as soon as they, like, opened up like that, I was like, oh...
It's on.
I don't care who's in the Razor Crest. You get into attack position. You open those wings up.
I like how nice they were about it. They're like, so your ship was spotted in the vicinity of a New Republic prison transport that was raided. We're going to need you to come with us. They're like Canadian cops.
Well, it's funny because that actor, the Asian guy, I can't remember his name. He is a Canadian actor.
Is he really?
Yes.
I only know him from one place. There's like a Netflix show called Kim's Convenience, and he's like the dad on the show. And I was like, he's pretty funny on that show. And I was like, that's the only place I know him from. But he's a really good actor, though.
Yeah.
Let me. What is his name? I will feel like we're not doing justice.
Justice.
Paul Soon-Hyung Lee? I know I'm probably not saying that, but yeah, he's from the Kim's Convenience show you're watching. I believe he's Asian-Canadian? Canadian-Asian? So, yeah. I liked him. Yeah. I hope he comes back. I like just the way he, like, he stood out to me. I liked him.
I really like the frog lady cutting into the assassin droid that he had on the
show.
That
was kind of terrifying.
That little foreshadowing when she looked at him, I got scared. Yeah. Like, I was just like, this is going to go badly.
I thought she was going to, like, hold him at gunpoint or something.
That would have been cool.
But she clearly understands what he's saying. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah.
She just can't speak it. You know, maybe she just hasn't have the ability. Something to keep in mind.
It's nice that Mando, like, knows. Like, we've seen that he speaks, like, Tusken Raider, and he can, like, interact with sand people.
He can speak Huttese.
He can speak Huttese, yeah. But, like, it's I don't know. It seemed like almost he was, like, too good at speaking with other, like, species at first. And I was like, oh, man, this dude can speak with anybody. But it was nice to see, like, oh, I can't talk with this lady because, like, she understands me, but... I can't understand her.
Yeah.
Right.
When they were, after the ship crashes and there's a big hole in it and stuff, and he's like, we gotta go to sleep. Two things. One, were they sleeping right in front of the big gaping hole? Because I feel like they were.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
two,
they
were. Why didn't they just all, or at least her and the babies, and maybe even Yoda, baby Yoda, get into, like, the bed thing that closes and has a door? I feel like that would have been, like, the warmest part of the ship.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of that made no sense.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
But it's a cot for one, isn't it? And Baby Yoda just kind of curls up on Mando when he sleeps in there?
Still, though, I mean, the frog lady would have fit in there with her tank.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she would have.
You know what I mean?
You mean all three in one cot?
Not Mando.
Just the frog lady
and her canister, at minimum, or even just the canister.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I see something. I see what you're getting at, but I don't know. I'm thinking some things right now. Like, first off, all three of them in there together, that's a snug fit. Just Mando and Baby Yoda in there. I don't think he would trust her yet to just not be in his ship and just, like,
ride around.
Just Baby Yoda and the frog lady, back to the trust thing. He wouldn't trust leaving the child alone with somebody. And then just the canister. I don't think frog lady would be okay with just leaving it somewhere after she clearly knows someone is eating part of it and has snuck into it several times through the episode now.
Yeah, but yeah. I think her and the canister would have fit fine in there.
Okay, I find less plausible. But I think she was so pushy on, like, we gotta go, but, like, they couldn't communicate. There was that, like, big language barrier between them that, like, really, like, impeded a conversation between them. So, like, I don't think even if he would have said it, she might not have gone for it just because she was so like, oh, we got to get to this planet now or they're going to die. And then later on in the episode, when they have the sexy, steamy sauna scene, they have, like, they mentioned that, like, that it seems like the eggs have to be kept warm right at a certain temperature. And, like, that planet is just not a good idea to be on.
Right.
So,
and
I think she was definitely.
And I assume, like, there was probably some that the liquid in the canister is probably, you know, unique. But, like,
yeah,
why not just dump that out and, you know, get the water from the sauna or the spring?
Boschka juice that's in there?
Yeah. Which, to be fair, Baby Yoda's probably thinking these guys are going to die anyway. I'm at least going to enjoy them before.
I should at least have a snack. I'm alive. They're not.
They're going to die.
He's an optimist.
Yeah, see, he was looking out for himself.
He's more of a canister half.
He's a monster. That's what he is.
He really is. And someone's
going
to give him a lightsaber
one day.
Going
around fucking force choking people, plus,
oh my God.
Like, all of this. Uh-uh.
Doing his magic hand thing.
So let's go into the, we'll go a little past the sexy sauna scene where I was just like, first off, are we going to see frog boobies? And then I was like, all right, you know what? There's more important things to worry about. So we went on.
Yeah, maybe I was eating some weird spider shit and then everything starts hatching.
We're getting into the alien scene, right? Like, anyone got those vibes like from that?
That we'd literally see in the next episode?
Yeah. So I was watching when he walks into the place and, you know, Mando's like putting the eggs back, and I like kept seeing behind them these like white things behind them, and I was just like, yeah. And at first I was like, are those just like headstones? They're all pretty uniform shape, and I was just like, is it like a mass grave? Like, what is this in here? And then he comes up to one, and then, you know, and I'm just like, those aren't headstones, like, and that's where I'm just like, oh no. And that's where like we start getting that, and we haven't seen that yet in the whole show, but like this is like a horror episode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is intense.
When Baby Yoda was running away, like very quickly, I just, you know, remember sitting there thinking like, yeah, same. Like I during the whole spider scene, I was on a roller coaster of emotions. Like,
yeah, I do not like spiders. I was not having a good time.
And the thing is, like, I've seen spiders, you know, Harry Potter has them. There's Doctor Who episodes that have them. This one, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It was, I don't know what it was. Cause, and there was, like, different sizes.
Yeah.
There was, like, little ones and, like, bigger ones and then bigger ones.
And like the thing is like with face huggers, they came out and they're ready to like eat because they're like they're fully able to walk, they're fully able to go after things, and because there's so many of them, they're all right away just going after him.
Yeah, it was like not a fun like 5-10 minutes for me.
No,
like I think I at one point I considered just turning it off. I was like, this is not okay. Do not like this.
I know. One of the first thoughts I had was, like, I was just like, dude, flamethrower. I was like, Mando, let's bust it out. Where's it at, man?
He did, though.
He does. He underutilizes that weapon.
He took too long, yeah.
If I had agree. That, all I'd be doing.
Marshmallows, just... we got a Bantha steak. Just start cooking that bad boy up.
All day, every day.
I just used the bathroom and I need a match. Just on the candle. Just
yeah, see?
Any uses for that, man?
So unlimited, really.
Yeah.
We need a soundboard.
Oh, here's something I wanted to talk about that was at the beginning of the episode. How about that ambush on Tatooine? The shitheads who tried to ambush him while he was on a speeder back to
spaceport.
And he beats them all up, and one of them has Baby Yoda at knife point.
Oh, my God.
Like, and he's just like, put the child down, and he's like, give me your jetpack, bitch. And he's like, okay, here. And then he's just got, like, wrist controls.
Yeah. That guy died, by the way. I hope
dead. He's dead.
He definitely dropped, like...
We saw the jetpack come down. We didn't see him come down.
We saw, like, he fell 20 stories. More likely, he's dead.
Yeah.
I like how the jetpack just, like, perfectly sits up on its own.
Yeah.
It was so, like, no wobble. He looked like, who was that alien dude? He looked like Tito. Was it Tito? From Force Awakens? Is that who I'm thinking
of? I think so.
That's just Tito. It's my favorite line in the whole movie.
That's your favorite line in the whole movie?
Yep. That,
the only good line in the whole movie.
Well, is what?
I know what I have to do. I don't know if I have the strength to do it. I mean, come on, guys.
I totally lulled at that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Because I was like, oh, we all know where this is going.
Yep. Yep.
And I didn't expect that. I was like, what is the boy? Why is it in this group?
A surprise.
Never mind.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
Let's go back to little spiders, medium spiders, big spiders.
Why are we going back? Why does everyone want to go back to the spiders? Sorry, yeah. I yelled. How's my inner Finn coming out?
Second best line from the movie.
I'm going to yell every time I quote him.
So Mando's hitting, like, every shot. Like, there's so many of them, but every shot is just, like,
dead on.
Insta-kill for anything he hits. Mm. I think once they get into the ship and they're all trying to, like, hide in there, I'm like, that's when I was really pushing, like, flamethrower, man, come on. Like, but then I was like,
right, yeah.
Do we set fire to the ship or is there, like, I guess I could see why he's not using it until they get to that last hatch, but that was stressful when there's, like, so many of them, like, stacked in there that, like,
yeah.
The air is jamming, and I'm just like...
He did use it once before that.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used it, like, around the cave when they came around and then when they got in the ship.
Uh-huh. Oh! Why did I forget? Frog lady going full
frog?
Yeah, full frog. Just, oh my gosh. That was something. I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either. It seemed very tactical. She said, forget my babies and forget Mando. I am outie.
It was pretty cool. Like it was weird at first. I was like, what is she doing? She's just gone on the floor and then like boom, she's gone.
She like started to fall like that classic stereotypical like horror movie scene. But then she's like, yeah. Nope. Not today. Yeah, Mando gets saved by...
How tragic would it have been if she would have died and Mando would have had to take those eggs himself?
He just becomes like
the orphan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
Do you think he would have, though?
Yeah.
No, he probably would have just gave him to Baby Yoda. Free food, man.
He's not going to take him anyway. So, like, I think... On one hand, he's got the whole, like, this is my creed. I have to fully finish a deal or a bargain. But on the other hand, his main mission is Baby Yoda.
I like how she calls him out on that, too, like, online when she gets the droid.
Right.
Like, yeah. She's just like, you're a bitch who doesn't keep your
word.
Oh,
so you're
like,
not a Mandalorian?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Must have just been a legend.
Yeah. She almost like goads him a little bit too.
She totally does. Good for her. She creeped me the fuck out, by the way. I'm just I don't know if anyone else is on there. Like just in general.
I don't think she gets humanized until the following episode. But yeah, she's a little creepy.
Yeah. I felt like it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean that's
why
that's what most
why was
the
she on Tatooine again?
Why what?
Why was she on Tatooine again?
Traveling.
The fuck is a frog on Tatooine for?
She's friends with Dr. Mandible.
Oh.
That's true.
Who wouldn't want to be friends with Dr. Mandible?
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
But who doesn't want to be friends with Pelimoto, though? Like, Pelimoto just seems like the coolest,
No.
Scrap fixer ever.
Nope. She's sketch AF.
Mm-mm. Dude, she loves Baby Yoda. She's not sketch. Anyone who hasn't held a knife to Baby Yoda.
She's literally tried to buy him.
Yeah, she likes Baby Yoda, but she's literally offered to purchase him.
She's no better than Watto. So I don't
well, I wouldn't quite go that far, but...
I don't know. I I don't trust her. That's my final say. It's my final word on that. Mando gets saved by Dave Filoni. Once again.
I mean, isn't that just how the whole series goes?
That's actually, I think, just a metaphor for Star Wars, right?
Yeah. Also, I like how those X-Wing pilots are like, oh, you saved a lot of people. And he's like, well, how about you take, I won't claim that bounty. You guys can have it. And you help me patch up my ship and get out of here. And they're like, how about you just fuck off? Like, go right to hell. And then they just peace out. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, dude, if I were the Mandalorian, I would have been like, look, I've got a pregnant mother on board. I need assistance.
I can see that.
Guess he's not all that he's cracked up to be, huh?
I guess not.
Do we have backgrounds on here?
Yeah, we do. Aren't you using your phone, though?
No, I'm using my iPad.
Oh, okay.
Are they iPads?
Let's just all put ourselves
What is happening?
Let's put ourselves in that one that just looks like some random person's house. And we'll just all exist in the same house, apparently. Like, hey, you're on that doorframe too?
That one? I don't know.
Is Jonathan just the opposite side of my door? Is that what it is?
What is it?
There's a background effect. I like how you just got distracted by this.
Where do you find that? Do I not have it?
Just click under your face, bro, and then it says choose background effect. Come on.
Is it these buttons? Is it these buttons? I don't have that. I don't have that.
Why we're not doing iOS? Like, who even has an iPhone? Seriously. Yeah.
Lame. I don't have anything Apple except this iPad. I need a new phone. Maybe I'll get one of those today.
Just get a new plan. You can get another free year of Disney Plus.
There you go.
Dude, I know. I wanted the LG Wing, but a lot of people are saying like it's awesome, but like wait one more generation. But it's pretty dope.
All right. What are we getting into? What are we getting into next?
So that's basically the end of the episode, right? Yeah, right? I mean, nothing really happens. They leave them to die because, you know, they're New Republic freedom fighters.
Kinda, yeah.
They really do.
Like, I honestly thought. Nice.
And
I was like 90% convinced that ship was just unflyable. And so they leave him there.
I do too.
And I'm just like, well, he's not going anywhere because we clearly saw before the spider landed, like all 500 to 1,000 pounds of spider landed on that. He's obviously barely going to make it to wherever he is. And then it lands on them and stabs through the, through the windows too?
It does.
So I'm like, yeah, they can even be like, hey, can you give us a ride to, like, you know, the nearest dumbest planet, which I'll talk about how much I hate Trask in the next one too. Because that's
Trask is the next planet, right?
Trask.
Yeah.
Trash.
I hate. I'll talk about it.
That's where they go in the next planet in the next episode.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mon. Whatever. Calamar.
No, it's Trask.
Well, fuck me. Okay. I like that background. It's cool.
Thank you.
Looks cool. Not you. You about to get sniped.
It's true.
That's all I got really for Chapter 10 as a filler episode. We talked way longer about it than I actually thought we would.
Yeah, we did.
Cool. All righty. Just like the last two seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's kind of a disappointing episode. We went there. And, all right. So let's move on to the next one. So in the next episode, Chapter 11, we'll talk about...
We need a sign-out thing, man.
Come on, getting there.
And we need to change shirts, too.
I'm getting there.
I'm just going to go naked.
Please do. So next episode, we will talk about chapter 11 and how much Daniel hates Trask. And that's probably all we'll really talk about. So we will see you guys on the next episode. So until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.